sounds like someone is making a pig of themselves. Well, they are. In fact, it's not a them. It's an it, as in a real pig. These are the sounds of one of the residents of a unique pig rescue organization based in the Santa Ynez Valley called Little Orphan Hammies. The nonprofit was founded more than a quarter of a century ago by a woman who thought it would be fun to own a pet pig.
I bought a pet pig 27 years ago. That's the love of pigs. They're intelligent. They can outsmart you. And I'm not kidding. I mean, pigs are so close to humans anyway. These animals think. I mean, a dog is here to please you. A pig is not here to please you. You please me. You know what pleases me? Bye. I'll go lay somewhere. You have something for me? You don't? All right, see ya.
Sue Parkinson soon discovered owning a pet pig was a lot more work than she expected. But she loved it, and her little piggy soon became a celebrity of sorts in the Santa Ynez Valley.
I was the one with the pig with me everywhere he went with his little hat. I don't have kids, so he had hats and his little clothes, and I took him everywhere. So he became pretty well known in town.
Pigs soon became a pet fad, like chihuahuas, but many people decided they didn't want them after the cute little piggies became not-so-cute big piggies, weighing hundreds of pounds. Parkinson started the rescue when someone brought in their pig for training and eventually didn't want it anymore.
Nobody really knew about them. That's the thing. A pig isn't full-grown for 3 years. So at a year old, unlike a dog, that pig's a third of its size. These people that were breeding didn't have them for 3 years. They didn't know how big they were going to get. They didn't know the problems. They didn't know anything. You've got a pig that's just great as a baby. Then at 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, it's coming into its own, and you don't have it with a partner. That pig's got an attitude. All of a sudden, you just start hearing it. They've had them for a year, 2 years. My pig is just getting too big to handle. It's aggressive. It's attacking. They're starting to end up in shelters.
So what started as taking in a few pigs from people who didn't want them turned into a full-blown pig rescue. Parkinson and her husband own 5 acres of land in a canyon outside of Solvang, a perfect spot to house the animals. It's currently home to about 140 pigs. Parkinson says it's heartbreaking when they're adopted and then abandoned because if raised properly, the pigs can be loyal and well-trained.
They know their names, and I talk to them just like I would a kid. I tell them, come please, like when I feed them, they crowd you and it's like, go to your dish. I've seen them be dropped off at a gate and that pig will sit at that gate. And it's like, where are you? Because they become so bonded to their human, and it's horrible, the heartbreak that these pigs, they stop eating. You have to know how to get through to that pig, like, hey, it's okay. You came to the good place.
Parkinson says breeders have made the problem worse in recent years, selling so-called teacup pigs online. They're small when they're young, but she says people don't realize they can still grow up to weigh 150 pounds.
It's a new breed. They're teacup micro mini. They'll only be 20 pounds full grown. And when you're looking online, number one, they're weeks old. Their first sale, they're dressed up. But if you've never seen a pig, an adult pig, you believe what's on the internet. They ship them. They don't care if you have a dog or live in an apartment or you don't have a fence. They made a sale.
Kelly Holtzman operates a small pig rescue operation in Kansas, but comes out every year to help Parkinson.
I'm in horror at the amount of animal abuse that goes on. You hear a lot more about dog rescues and cat rescues, but pigs need help. They need people to speak out for them and to educate people. They're a good pet for some people. They're not a good pet for some people.
Parkinson says some of the orphan pigs are eventually placed in permanent homes elsewhere, but she says the spots are often quickly filled by pet pigs people dump with animal shelters. Her rescue has saved more than 1,000 pigs over the years. She says besides saving abused or neglected pigs, one of the biggest goals now is educating the public. Just because people see a pig in a TV commercial or one with a celebrity doesn't mean it's an appropriate pet for you. And she says while they're cute while they're little, they won't stay that way. They're going to get a lot bigger, and people need to be aware of it before they get one. In the Santa Ynez Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.